Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Greetings, everybody. Great to have you with me once again. Michael Regei in another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily as Vic Carucci continues his absolutely sunbathing vacation somewhere in a beautiful desert locale that Vic is not letting any of us know where he is because he is... I know he's gearing up, though. For 2 weeks from today, as we all should be, it's right, as the calendar has us with the Browns bringing the rookies in, 2 weeks from today to get going with so it's a season of intrigue. I think we all can agree on that, and that's a big part of it, why you're here each and every night with us on ESPN 850 WKNR in Cleveland on Cleveland Browns Daily. So terrific to have you with me. During the course of the hour on the show tonight, we're going to hear from noted Browns book author and Cleveland Plain Dealer columnist and a gentleman who's seen a whole lot of Cleveland Browns football, Terry Pluto, with regard to the significance of what this season can be and the Browns hierarchy in mind. And we're also going to get the national perspective a little bit later on from Eric Edholm. Eric writes for Pro Football Weekly, profootballweekly.com, and we'll kind of scatter gun with him some ideas about this Browns organization as well.
And as always, you can ask questions via our Ask Vic. This week, of course, Ask Michael. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions for Mr. Regei.
I love these questions, David, and oh, are the guys and gals lined up to do it. So let's start right away with on Twitter. Again, as David said, Twitter and Facebook all lined up, and we want to dive in and get to able to dialogue with as many of you as possible. Michael on Twitter says, Michael Regei, how many of the rookies do you believe that were drafted will stay on the team, make the roster? And with 2 weeks left, Whedon, Richardson will both be there on the 24th. Yes or no? Yeah, they'll both be there on the 24th with signed contracts. I do believe, remember, they're slotted. But, Michael, I like the first part of your question, and here's why. Think about this. I can make a case that all 10 young men that were drafted by Tom Hecker 2 months ago have a shot to make this football team. Let's run them down. Trent Richardson, given. Brandon Whedon, given. Mitchell Schwartz, he'll start at right offensive tackle, given. John Hughes, more playing time because of Phil Taylor's injury, given. Travis Benjamin, add receiving speed outside, that's a given. I love the young linebackers, James Michael Johnson and Emmanuel Acho, so they're right there. You have 7. Now you get into the area where, of course, Ryan Miller, the large offensive guard tackle from Colorado, that could be 8. Trevin Wade, the cornerback from Arizona, 9. And Brad Smelly, Trent Richardson's teammate from Alabama, number 10. I think possibly, yes, you could make a case. I would imagine that a couple of them will probably start the season on the practice squad. But I see 8 strong at least, with only maybe Trevin Wade and possibly Brad Smelly. But I think the Smelly situation ties into how Owen Marisic performs in that H-back, fullback, blocking back role, catch the football out of the backfield. So, Michael and everybody, there you go. There are great opportunities for almost every rookie that was drafted by Tom Hecker this past year. So we appreciate that from Michael on Twitter. Kevin on Twitter says, Regei, even with Trent Richardson, do you guys really expect Whedon to alter the game even though he hasn't lined up against anyone as of yet? There is the, I'm going to double it, the $128 million question. The heck was $64 million? That's $128 million the way I see it. Look, Trent Richardson is going to make defenses have to account for him. And if Richardson does show as able to tackle the tackle, be able to move the sticks and show that burst and have the Browns' run game prominent again, you're going to see more 7 and 8 in the box. You are. Now, that's going to allow Brandon Whedon to have opportunity to really make some impact plays in the pass game. But you're right, Kevin. We're going to have to find out, how does he assimilate? How does all the things that have to come between the ears, in addition to what he does physically, how quickly does that take hold for him? How does he, in pre-snap reads, go to the line of scrimmage and dissect defenses? And listen, rookie quarterbacks are going to struggle. I don't care who he is, there will be struggles. But Whedon shows all the capabilities of being able to respond to that, make his mistakes, correct them, hopefully in connection with Pat Shurmur, Brad Childress, Nolan Cromwell, Mark Whipple, that this becomes not as difficult a task as it is for many, many rookies. All right, we appreciate those on Twitter to start us out today. So we're off and running when we get back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As I mentioned, a chat with renowned author and Cleveland Plain Dealer columnist Terry Pluto. Don't go away. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Loving being with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. We roll on in a moment.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Hale Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
On the road to the World Series, two leagues are on a collision course, led by All-Stars Prince Fielder.
I play for the American League.
And Matt Kemp.
I play for the National League.
Some call it an All-Star break.
It's not a break.
Not a break.
But we play on.
But we play on.
Because the battle for October begins now.
I will win.
I will win.
The MLB All-Star Game. Winner gets home field advantage in the World Series. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern. Only on Fox.
Don't miss the MLB All-Star Game tonight at 7:30 on Fox 8. Hi, Gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina. Rosalina.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR. Guest hosting for Vic Carucci, it's Michael Regei.
All right, Browns fans, another day of fun with the pavement in mind coming up. Yes, join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. That's happening on July the 28th. Great cause, too. It benefits Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Now, the ride with Mike Holmgren is going to begin at Southeast Harley-Davidson. It'll end at the Cleveland Browns training facility. Riders are going to receive complimentary food and beverage to hang out with Mr. Holmgren and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. If you'd like to find out more about how you can get involved in, and you'll enjoy it, I guarantee you, sign up today, and you can do that by visiting the Browns' most outstanding website at clevelandbrowns.com. All right, as we welcome you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, we remind you that this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. Just a delight to be joining you on Cleveland Browns Daily, and also a delight to check in with one of my very favorite columnists anywhere. You read him in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com, and we talk a lot of football out in Berea as we say hi to Terry Pluto. How's the summer going, Terry?
I'm doing well, Michael.
Very good, sir. Well, we're only 2 weeks away from beginning, but right off the top, and I
probably
could
live 2 weeks without a mini camp, and I think that's okay.
You've made it through that.
Yeah.
The rookies come in exactly 2 weeks from today. I remember the last time, one of the last times we were together and chatting in Berea with Mike Holmgren in terms of how he laid out his mind's eye for this coming year. Do you believe with Holmgren and Heckert both coming out, Terry, and challenging this football team, making them accountable, making them responsible, and saying there has to be a significant step forward with this year, is that the right way to proceed for those two?
Right. I mean, they've been able to keep it vague other than we want to be better than we were and significant improvement, and, you know, there's different ways of measuring that, but I think they know the fan base is pretty beat up in terms of just watching bad football, and so are they. They put it out there. I'm not sure what happens if it doesn't or what a significant improvement means, but I'm expecting at least more watchable games.
From the players' perspective, it is a young football team, and Tom Heckert has come out and said this is his third draft. I do see a potentially strong jump forward just from a talent and depth and overall team speed and guys who can play, but it is going to have to be, isn't it, that there are going to have to be a lot of key ingredients that have youth attached to it that's going to have to be very impactful to make this team take those significant steps.
Yeah, clearly we hear a lot about internal improvement and from all the teams. That's one of the kind of guide words here. We're always in a sort of different rebuilding plans for the various teams, but the fact is, when Holmgren and Heckert came in, they talked about they're going to build through the draft. Well, they've had three drafts now. And also, I mean, some free agents they picked up in terms of undrafted guys, just guys there, that they need to really have these players begin to develop into viable NFL players. And it's the kind of thing the good teams do. You know, a lot of times you look at some of these players from New England and you go, who were these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know you're starting to get somewhere. For example, if we look up next year and you see all of a sudden not just Greg Little, but say somebody like, I always get a Jordan Cameron or Cameron Jordan. I always get it backwards. But that kid,
Jordan Cameron,
fourth-round basketball player,
right,
is catching passes. And then you say, how did Buster Skrine break into that, become that nickelback, and that guy's making plays, or Eric Haiga starting? The low-round picks, that's what really takes the team and kicks it forward, because hopefully your first and second rounders, you know, are at least real viable NFL starters. And I'm feeling confident about that when you look at the type of first-round picks they've had here since Tom Heckert has been here. You don't sit there and just, after you watch them play, go, what were they thinking when they took that guy in the first round?
Sure. No, you're absolutely right, and you know, it's ironic. I was talking about this very thing yesterday and laying out those that have been drafted by Tom Heckert,
yeah.
Fourth, fifth, sixth round, and the Jason Pinkstons, who I thought had a very strong rookie year. You know, Sean LaVau was a third-round guy, and yet these are the type of players that are going to continue to be those that add to this football team. Terry, and we are chatting with Terry Pluto, a columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and at Cleveland.com, and noted author, of course, a couple of Browns writings in there, involved in that. Terry, Pro Football Talk came out this week, and I don't know if you saw it, and you know, I don't put a lot of great deals.
84th or something,
yeah.
And a 32nd.
Well, yeah, sure. Let's times it by two or three,
and
go to 64, 96, I don't know. The point is, they were, rated at the very bottom. So, All right, so this is what? Just a microcosm of being 4-12 last year and believing, I assume, that they didn't add on the type through free agency that would deem people to believe that you can make that that strong push forward.
The problem is not just there. The last 4 years, you got 2-4-12s and 2-5-11s.
Right.
And when that happens, you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's really, I think, how they view it. I mean, if I'm the Browns, I could care less. And also a product of being in a division that is very, very hard, where the other three teams made the playoffs. And so you sit there, and if you're sitting in New York or somewhere else, you're saying, where do I find a win in the AFC North for these guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really do. And, of course, every year we've been pretty much looking at it. If you come out, you know, with one or two wins, the AFC North, it's been a good year in Cleveland. And until you get to where you could win two or three of those games, you're looking at one of those really bad records that keep you at the bottom. I would be shocked if they end up having the worst record in the NFL. And truthfully, the thought of going through that, you know, with the fans and with everything else, because then you'd be talking about either Whedon gets hurt or it's a complete collapse, and same thing for Trent Richardson, and I just don't think it will be that awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't. Basically, I am picking them, Michael, 6-10 until they get to 6-10, because I've been doing it for about 4 years. But I think they could, you know, do a 6-10, 7-9.
You're staying consistent, if nothing else, then.
Yeah, well, you know, every time I write that, I go, man, my bar's kind of low, but. Michael, I mean, I want to be encouraged that some of these younger players are creating a team that you can watch. And I really believe, I wrote a lot of recently about Trent Richardson and what he'll mean. I did not know until I went over all the numbers again that they had the fewest rushing touchdowns in the NFL last year. The fewest,
yes,
four.
Four of them, right.
And that they ranked 31st in yards per carry and 29 and over yards. And basically, any dismal running statistic you want to have, they owned it. And I remember Chris Palmer mentioned this to me. He said that when he was with the Browns his first 2 years, you know, people would say to him, why don't you have more play actions? He go, what? So they don't care if I hand the ball to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Travis Prentice. That was on the way out. He was talking to me about that. He goes, they really don't care.
Yeah.
They're fine. Hand it to them. And I think there was some of that last year, Michael. Colt McCoy would fake to Obanaya or Hardesty, and when it came very evident that Peyton Hillis's mind was elsewhere, and they would say, fine, go ahead, give it to him.
Yep, yep. Yeah, I know. Terry Pluto joining us and having a little bit of fun from Brown's days gone by, too. I loved Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Travis Prentice. Yes, two of the very
and
renowned
back. Michael, I think with Trent Richardson, it's the opposite. He's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, teams, in other words, teams are going to be game-planning against him and paying attention to him and not wanting him to get the ball until he proves that he isn't any good, because on tape and everything else, Everybody knew this guy is a really big-time running back. I'm not going to do the Adrian Peterson thing because that's not fair to anybody.
Right.
But you look at him, and you would be shocked if the guy doesn't gain 11 or 1,200 yards. Remember, we're at the 16-game schedule now.
That's right.
If he stays reasonably healthy.
No, absolutely. And he's shown at Alabama that he's a 25, 28 carries a game guy.
Mm-hmm.
Terry, I can't, though, have a conversation with you without discussing Colt McCoy and the quarterback situation. We all believe Brandon Weeden will be the young man that has to grab the reins of that position. But you and I think we're in concert in feeling that that McCoy could have, should have, and puzzle why that his quarterback fortunes didn't go better here. But my question to you is, do you think it would be too divisive now in terms of just maybe more of a locker room presence to have him on this football team, or should he be looked at as being Whedon's backup and making that work in concert?
Well, they had a backup last year who didn't want to work with the starter.
Right. That's
let's
exactly
be honest
right.
about it.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
They didn't seem to think that was a huge problem. The flip side of that is I do think that when the other players who've already gotten a glimpse of Brandon Weeden, and Michael, you and I, you would see them standing next to each other, and he'd watch them taking turns in the throws.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one guy's clearly the superior talent. I mean, it's not that close.
No, it's not.
And that is all that players look at. And I also think Colt McCoy knows that nobody's lining up to get Colt McCoy right now, because if he gets traded somewhere else, all right, let's play hypothetical for a little while. You know, Green Bay kind of looked at some tape of him.
Right.
All right, you go to Green Bay. Boy, you're going to play a lot there behind Aaron Rodgers.
Not at all. I've heard New Orleans as well. It's a spot behind Drew Brees. You're not going to be on the field there. But, I mean, could it, though, enhance the young man as a quarterback in terms of being with those type of quarterbacks? And if for some reason they did go down and he got his shot, then maybe he would show what people like you and I believe he has in him.
Yeah, that he could be a decent NFL quarterback.
That's
that's possible, or else he could never get in.
That's right.
I mean, frankly, if I'm sitting there and I'm Colt McCoy and I'm trying to decide where would I have a better shot to get in the game,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at a team, yeah, Michael, that hasn't had a quarterback play all 16 games since 2001, and then basically that's since 1999. You probably go back before that, and you just keep reeling behind you, too, to maybe some of the Kozar years. I don't think Vinny ever played all 16 games when he was here. So the odds are you're going to get into a game here more than somewhere else. And I have talked to some of the coaches about this.
Mm-hmm.
As one coach said to me, I don't care whether Colt McCoy is happy or not. I care if he's disruptive. And he says, it's not in Colt McCoy to be disruptive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In other words, okay, so he's not thrilled about the job he has. All of us have been demoted or switched around or moved around.
Hear, hear.
Right, exactly. And you may not be happy, but you suck it up and you go to work and you do the best you can each day. And Colt's got that in him. And the other thing is, you know, one guy's making $2.5 million more than the other guy in terms of Seneca versus Colt.
Mm-hmm.
One guy's 7 years younger. And, you know, who would you rather have just as your backup to put in the game? Unless Colt makes a whole lot of noise and all kinds of stuff, I don't think that's going to be the big deal there. The question will be, now, if they get a third or fourth round pick, they might trade him. But that would require an injury somewhere else where suddenly, not that Colt would start, but he might be viewed as the backup to the backup who's going to start.
Mm-hmm. Terry Pluto, always fascinating conversation. We'll leave it right there so that you can get about all that you do. But I really appreciate you taking time here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And hey, Terry's talking on Sunday is fabulous, my friend. Keep it up, and because you keep people informed and entertained as well. So always a good read. Love checking it out.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you real soon, Terry.
Okay.
That's Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and of course on Cleveland.com. And he and I do speak quite a bit in Berea with regard to everything that goes on with the Cleveland Browns, and that's why I wanted to have Terry on for you, as we're a couple of weeks away from training camp, to get kind of inside his mind's eye, as you do with his Terry's talking as well. All right, we'll take a timeout. There's still a lot to do. When we get back, we're going to get into with you on Twitter and Facebook some of the things that are on your mind as the Browns get set to gear it up and get going in a couple of weeks. for this 2012 season. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Back in a moment right here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
More of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, coming your way next right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebates. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection. Guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty, Livingstone, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Donald needed surgery, but if he left, who would run the store, give orders, solve problems? Of course, Donald took his doctor's warning and took time off, and he returned to work expecting the worst. But what did he find? He found the employees busy at their jobs, customers happy, even a crisis or two resolved. But how? His assistant looked at him. Boss, you trained us. You gotta trust us. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Strong managers should be able to leave the stage. In the good days, train and build trust. When the hard times come, count on that trust in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Danley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money. Down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman said. Attention to Ganley, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hi, Browns fans. While we highly anticipate the beginning of training camp, things during training camp, before the preseason begins, wow, outstanding. Now, check this out. You can join the Browns for family night presented by Smucker's. That'll be on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. We're all going to be there. You can watch the Browns practice under the lights at the stadium while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session with all the players, coaches, fireworks, too. Admission is free. Again, I'm sending you right back to the tremendous website for more information, how you could be a part of the Browns and Family Night at the stadium. Make sure you visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
As we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, we remind you it is driven by Liberty Ford, in addition to an association with, I should say, Quaker Steak and Lube. And this Ask Michael Ragai segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
David, Dean, Natalie, and everyone, so good to be with all of you. Just delighted to have opportunity to talk Cleveland Browns football and the NFL with you while Vic Carucci is on vacation this week and next. And next week, by the way, Jim Donovan will be in this chair, the radio play-by-play voice of the Browns. Speaking of being asked questions, all of you all the time, everywhere I go around town, doesn't matter where I am, that Ragai. Can the Browns make the playoffs in 2012? And why do you think that's a viable possibility? So I decided to get our intrepid staff here involved. Intern Jim was terrific with this, by the way, so kudos to him. I went back the last seven seasons, and you'd be surprised here. The kind of the main ingredient and the rope that binds is you'd be surprised at how many football teams make the playoffs for a year, and then you think they're ready to sustain and grab a toehold, and voila, they're nowhere to be found for the next couple, two or three years in the playoffs. And that's what the Browns are trying to avoid by the way Tom Heckert is drafting and trying to reshape this roster. Here's an example. 2005, you ready for this? 12 football teams make the playoffs, correct? In the NFL. Some say difficult to do. Most difficult of any sport. In 2005, for example, six of them, half of them that made the playoffs in 05 did not make the playoffs in 2006. The six being the Washington Redskins, the Denver Broncos, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers, and yes, yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, and there you go. I mean, do I expect the Browns to make the playoffs this year? I would say that it's going to be very difficult. They're going to have to take those significant strides we speak of, and I do believe they'll do that. Yet, of course, because of the state of flux, you can't close the door on it. There's so many teams. Let's look at the 2011 playoff teams. And again, I'll say it again. While I hope that I'm wrong, I think to expect a playoff berth this year, which would mean at the very least 9-7 in this division, if not 10-6, might be a little bit a larger step than the Browns are able to navigate. However, let's look at last year. Look at the teams that made the playoffs. Denver Broncos made the playoffs last year. Are they a lock to come back and repeat it again this year? I know Peyton Manning's at the helm, yet you're looking at a situation that certainly was not solid team-wise as they were able to make it last year. What about the Houston Texans? Are they locked down, given in your mind, to be a playoff team again this year? How about from the Browns' very AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals? What about them? And a lot of people, I know, Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson, there are many people that I've heard around the NFL that say, I don't know. Don't be surprised if it's not the Chicago Bears out of the NFC North that maybe, I tend to say, wow, you want to believe Detroit is a playoff team for many years now. The point is, though, you just don't know from one year to the next. The Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots are the teams that they've made the playoffs six times in the last seven seasons. They've had the most. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the New York Giants, and the Baltimore Ravens have each made it five times in the last 7 years. It's not a given that you can automatically repeat. Keep a close eye on the Cincinnati Bengals. I do not believe they will back up that playoff berth from a year ago and be able to repeat it again this year. They're talented. Keep an eye on it. Just something tells me maybe that's opportunity for the Browns to sneak in. All right, some playoff background with that opportunity for the Browns, something to kind of think about as we head toward training camp in a couple of weeks. Don't go away. When we get back, we will chat with Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in an association with Quaker Steak and Lube, will continue right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales Event
with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party's going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales Event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Get a 2012 Fusion, Escape, or F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids and Raptor models. Take new retail delivery by July 31st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details or visit driveoneohio.com.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR. In for Vic Carucci, it's Michael Regai.
All right, Browns fans, time to unite, and I mean unite very strongly. Flexible three-game ticket plans begin at just $99 for you to go see your Cleveland Browns this year. That's right. How about that for a ticket deal for three games? $99. You decide the Browns' game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games. Your choice to see who you like tangle with the Cleveland Browns, and you save over single-game ticket prices in doing so. Got to get on board with this. Make sure you visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call them today at 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434. And do it today. Welcome back, everybody. Great to be with you on this Tuesday as we chat with Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly, profootballweekly.com, based out of Chicago. It is a tremendous publication that I think all of you as NFL fans need to have at your disposal each and every week during the NFL season. Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, congratulations, by the way, Eric. Let us know, newlywed, just got married this year. So, first and foremost, how has that changed your NFL coverage?
Yeah, I've had a pretty good offseason, man. I tell you what, it's been a little different. You had to talk to the boss
and sort of figure out who was going to be doing what while I was gone. But, yeah, I managed to keep the iPhone away from my, you know, I mean, like the week of the honeymoon, I somehow did it, you know, didn't answer it once, didn't pick up phones, didn't talk to anybody, didn't text, didn't tweet. My wife made sure of it.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. All attention on her, as well as should be.
Yeah.
Eric, now it is full steam ahead, you know, almost unbelievable. 2 weeks from today, the Browns rookies report.
Mm-hmm.
And just about every publication will do their assessments of a football team. And, of course, a lot to prove for the Cleveland Browns coming off the last 4 years, 2-5-11s and 2-4-12s. By virtue of Tom Heckert's three drafts that he's had since he's come into a command from Philadelphia, and where the Browns are in their development, how much of a significant jump forward should Browns fans anticipate or not in your mind here in 2012?
Well, I think the good news is that when you add a quarterback who appears to be starting and also a running back, obviously, who you know, it's the kind of player who can you know, step in right away and contribute immediately. I mean, that's the one of the few positions where it's almost guaranteed that a guy can make that jump pretty quickly. You know, I mean, that tells you things are going to be different right away, and I think that's sort of an interesting element of this team. Yeah, they play in one of the toughest divisions. Yeah, all those defenses were top 10 ranked units last season. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it, but they have a chance to be better, and we saw what Andy Dalton did as a rookie, and I think Brandon probably shares some of the same characteristics. Poise, moxie, obviously got a few years on him, so I think those things can translate pretty well to the NFL. We've seen the reports of his arm strength. I obviously haven't been in a Brea, but you know, everybody's saying he's throwing the ball very well. So I think those two guys alone give you a chance, and now you can find out, you know, is Greg Little a playmaker? Can Muhammad Masakwai make more plays? And you start thinking about what they can do offensively.
Absolutely, and some of those intangibles you mentioned, Eric, at home were certainly on display from Brandon Whedon. You also touched on the division. And as we know, I think we can make a case, the AFC North certainly would rank right there, arguably, with among the most difficult to navigate for a team on the rise in pro football. By the same token, though, we look last year, Eric, and, you know, Houston made the playoffs for the first time. The Cincinnati Bengals from the division, along with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, of course, got in last year. The Denver Broncos made the playoffs. I know a lot of you in Chicago even feel that the Chicago Bears could surplant the Detroit Lions this year as a playoff contender. So we see so much back and forth, Eric, of teams that'll make it for a year or two and then fall by the wayside. It seems to be the norm in the NFL. Should that in and of itself, even in this tough division, give Browns fans more reason to believe that it maybe not be that far away as everyone thinks?
Yeah, I mean, I just wrote something at ProFootballWeekly.com this week about last place teams improving, you know, and it's almost a guarantee that if you're a last place team, you're going to have more wins the following season. Just 30 of the past 40, so 75% of those teams had more wins, and only 7 had fewer. So that tells you that even whether it's one victory or, you know, in the case of the Saints a few years ago, going from an 8-8 team to winning the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know, they were last place 1 year and champions the next. It can happen. Now, there's a little difference between 8-8 and what the Browns have been through. They've got a little farther to come, but obviously the defense had some encouraging signs. If they were a little bit better against the run, I think people would have recognized what they did as a group. Yeah, there are questions about Phil Taylor and Fujita and other guys, and, you know, really the depth is concerning for me. I'm not sure how good those reserves are, but I think that's a group, if it stays healthy, has a chance to be very good again. And, you know, we talked about the offense, and I really like that offensive line and what they've put together there. And it appears to be a pretty strong group up front if Schwartz can play as a rookie and things like that. So, you know, that gives you hope that this is the kind of sport and the kind of league where you can certainly attempt to go worst to first. Does it happen every season? Usually there's one or two teams that can make it happen. So that tells you it's not an automatic thing, but the potential is most definitely there, more so than in other sports, I think.
Sure, and I think you just laid it out beautifully and pointing to cases where it's happened just in that regard. Eric at home is my guest on Cleveland Browns Daily. You can check Eric out, Pro Football Weekly, profootballweekly.com. Eric, the regime here in Cleveland, I want to get your thoughts about how all of you at Pro Football Weekly and maybe even your feelings on how nationally that Mike Holmgren as a president, Tom Heckert as the general manager, they're starting their third year together, and they've put everyone on blast, Eric, so to speak. Holmgren and Heckert using terms like this group must be significantly better, they must be accountable, they've got to be responsible for such. Good way to go for guys that have the cachet of Holmgren and Heckert to certainly motivate a younger football team?
Yeah, I think there has to be some pressure at some point. You know, there has to be something that says, okay, you know, we're not going to accept mediocrity or anything below it. You know, and that's really where it starts is accountability, I think. And you know, it's interesting with Mike because I think a lot of people aren't convinced that he's going to be there for the long haul. That there's either some other reclamation project or maybe a coaching job again or some other situation that might be more interested in. So, you know, until he firms up those rumors and states that, okay, you know, I'm here and everything's going to be fine and I like the arrangement we have and, you know, I'm going to be in this senior role and Tom's going to pick the players and you know, and we've got a coach for long haul and Pat Shurmur and everything's solidified, there are always going to be those questions. So it's great to wave a big stick and make sure that people are accountable for what's going on the field, but it's another thing when it's, you know, coming from people that you're not 100% certain that they're in it for the long haul. So I think that's one big concern. But, you know, I like the direction they've headed here, and I think some of these moves will end up panning out. Trey Richardson was one of my, you know, favorite players in this recent draft, and some of these role players that they've added I think are smart guys. You know, Frosty Rucker and Juquay Parker was in a numbers game. He should contribute more readily. So I think that accountability will come out in the form of better players. Now, will it mean better, more wins this year? That's the big question. They could be a better football team and have roughly the same record as they did last year, which is unfortunate.
No, you're right, and we talk about that daily here around the city of Cleveland as it pertains to the Browns. Eric Edholm, my guest, does a terrific job at Pro Football Weekly, profootballweekly.com, discussing the temperature that the Browns are viewed at nationally around the National Football League. Eric, you mentioned Pat Shurmur, second year. Hoping are all Browns fans that there's that natural evolvement and that's just natural comfortability that goes with his second year. How much do you believe that having the veteran, as he did with Dick Geron and Ray Rhodes last year, now an offensive coordinator comes in and Brad Childress with all of his cachet from his time in Philadelphia with Andy Reid and as a head coach in Minnesota, and even Nolan Cromwell, should it automatically allow Shurmur to get into a little bit more of a comfort level and a groove as the head coach in year two?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, qualified guys on that staff. I mean, I think a lot of, even down to some of the position coaches, you know, guys I know like Bill Davis and then Mark Whipple. I mean, those guys have done a nice job in terms of, you know, former coordinators, former college head coaches, things like that. So, I mean, the more experience you surround yourself, the better. I mean, can there be a situation where there are too many cooks in the kitchen? Absolutely. You know, I mean, if you try to put an all-star team together and, you know, all of a sudden it looks like, you know, like an Olympic coaching team or something like that, where you're not really sure who's pulling the strings. But in this case, Pat's the guy, and I think he's done a smart thing. And you know, Brad probably peaked as a coach, as an offensive coordinator. I mean, he liked to do both things, and he was a head coach. And maybe if he's just doing one thing and calling the plays, he can be excellent. I don't see any reason to think that he can't. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see that. You know, Andy Reid always had a lot of respect for him, and Brad, you know, as a head coach, had his ups and downs. Obviously, was a few plays away from making a Super Bowl, but just couldn't quite get it done, and then the mess that followed really undid him. So, you know, that's a guy who, you know, not a lot of people around the NFL loved his personality or loved the way he sort of handled himself as a head coach, but the guy knows football left and right. There's no question about that.
Yes, he does. Eric Edholm, Pro Football Weekly, profootballweekly.com, my guest. What sense do you get about whether or not Colt McCoy will indeed be on this roster and given a legitimate chance to compete as Brandon Whedon's backup? Or from the national perspective, Eric, do you believe it would be better to remove McCoy from the equation?
Hey, if you can get something for him, I've always believed, Colt McCoy's not going to cause a big stink. Yeah, I know he's been upset and he wants a chance that could be for a job. This is a kid that started, 50 games in college, an ultra-competitive, terrific high school player. What a resume he brings. But, there's a difference right now, I think, between with what Wheaton can do and what Colt has done so far. Has he gotten a fair shot necessarily? I don't know. NFL's not about fair, it's about what can you do for me lately. And so I suspect he will be the backup unless somebody kind of blows them away with an offer, and who knows? Just as Colt got hurt, you want somebody with starting experience, and whether Wallace would be the guy or not, I think Colt would be a better option there in terms of what he's done as a starter. He's been pretty good at times, and think about how many close games there were last year. All those one score games down the stretch seemed like the month of November was one hair pulling effort. You when you're in those games and your quarterback goes down, you need somebody who can right the ship quickly, and I think Colt's an excellent backup in that situation.
It's going to be an intriguing watch, Eric. That, and I know all of you at Pro Football Weekly, ProFootballWeekly.com, will be all over it. Hey, man, again, congratulations on being a newlywed, and we love having you on the show, so you're always welcome, and we'll look forward to chatting again as the season gets rolling.
Hit me up anytime. Be happy to do it. We'll talk to you soon, man.
That's Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly and ProFootballWeekly.com. Don't go away when we get back at Cleveland Browns Daily. I know there's a lot on your mind. I say we see that each and every day, and we're going to dive into your questions on Facebook and Twitter and try to come to a meeting of the minds and see where that takes us. It's next on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Waitrose, take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Waitrose, take a move.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to stand up, assemble a team of 20, and pull a Boeing 737 12 feet down the runway. It's for the third annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 14th. There will be prizes, entertainment, and all proceeds will go to Special Olympics Ohio. So, register your team at clevelandairport.com. That's it. I'll turn on the Hope You're Real Strong sign and the Let's Do This sign.
CLE, it's time to start going places.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebates. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermilion,
Thank you.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Your chance to ask Michael Ragai starts now.
Another hour that's absolutely flown by, but I like the way we bring it strong in quarter number four here of Cleveland Browns Daily, because it's another opportunity to find out what's on your mind. You know, we always elicit your Twitters and on Facebook the conversation, and we want to be able to dialogue with you. So let's, without further ado, make sure that that happens. Sal on Twitter says, who are the potential targets for the brand new quarterback, Brandon Whedon, Michael? Well, Sal, I'm glad you asked that, because obviously the Browns, and he looked sleeker and he looked very dynamic in OTAs. Greg Little, I believe, will be the top receiver on this football team. But there are a few guys that I think really you should keep your eye on, because they're going to get terrific opportunities. Obviously, fourth-round draft choice Travis Benjamin out of Miami. I call him the Will-O-Wisp, because there's not a lot to him. He kind of reminds me of the Ice Cube, Gerald McNeil from back in the day. About 160 pounds, but a young fella can burn. And I anticipate the Browns trying to see if he can open things up and stretch defenses a little bit. Also, keep your eye on Josh Cooper. Now, can he make the football team? This is the young man, as you know, that was one of, behind Justin Blackmon, was the number two target for Brandon Whedon at Oklahoma State. Had two big years with Whedon. Guys and gals, he catches everything. I mean, he runs terrific routes, and Josh Cooper catches everything. Is he going to make the football team? I think so. The Browns, very much like Jordan Norwood in the slot as the underneath possession guy, but I got a feeling that Cooper is going to push him real hard. And don't forget about Carlton Mitchell. Now, I know, before all of you start, you haven't seen him in 2 years. I get it. I understand. But this is going to be Carlton Mitchell's opportunity, very, very frankly, to either show he can make this football team and be a contributor, or he's going to fall by the wayside. But these are the young guys, along with the second-year tight end, Jordan Cameron, out of USC. I like what this former basketball player brings. The coaches feel he's made significant strides this year in his ability to get off his blocking assignments, get into pass routes, and let's see if he turns into a young man that shows big upside in year number two. So, Sal, we appreciate that on Twitter. Also, a lot of you are wondering today, as Michael at Twitter, when are Whedon and Richardson going to sign? I thought this slotting was supposed to be easier than the old way when guys held out. What's the holdup? Well, Michael, you're right about slotting. What happened with the collective bargaining agreement dictates now that there is, yes, a certain set amount. But what guys are looking for now in their rookie deal is maybe things that can be built in from an incentive standpoint if they reach, and their agents look, if they reach certain plateaus with numbers in terms of what they do statistically, and how, if they are named a potential rookie of the year, possibly, if they were to happen to make a Pro Bowl. You know, hey, we've seen rookies make the Pro Bowl. So all of this goes into a contract negotiation. Fear not, I expect Whedon and Richardson to both be there and ready to go as training camp for rookies starts 2 weeks from today, on Tuesday, July 24th. So all you guys that have lined up, keep them coming all week long. We'll continue to have this kind of dialogue. I love the way you guys are thinking as the Ask Vic segment with Vic on Vacation. Handling it, of course, yours truly, and we'll continue to do that throughout the course of the week. Another hour in the books for a Tuesday, July number 10 edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Great to have all of you with me. We'll do it again tomorrow. We've got some more surprises coming up this week. I think later in the week we're going to get into the Browns alumni stable. Keep an eye on that. You won't want to miss that. as the week wears on. So, for our guest tonight, Terry Pluto, the outstanding columnist from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Also for Eric Edholm from Pro Football Weekly, ProFootballWeekly.com. We always thank our production content manager, Drew Boatner, our coordinating producer. I might have given her a bump in job title, but she deserves it, Danielle Lavelli. And the show producer, the man that makes this go, for my good friend, David DiNatale. Could not have done it without their assistance. And we look forward to getting with you again tomorrow. Right here, 6 o'clock on ESPN 850 WKNR. For all the aforementioned and for vacationing Vic Carucci, Michael Regai. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow right here, 6 p.m. on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. So long, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.